Hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord for another beautiful day. We thank God for making it possible for us to see another glorious day. Today is the 14th day of the month of July, year 2021. Wherever you are, I want you to begin to appreciate the King of Glory, appreciate the Lord of Lords, appreciate the mightiness of His power. Give Him glory, give Him honor. He is worthy of all praise. Thank you, Father. Thank you, King of Kings. You are worthy to be praised, Lord. You are worthy to be adored. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. I have nothing to give you but to thank you, my God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Appreciate Him and worship Him. Give Him glory. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. I declare into the life of someone that is hearing me today that from this moment, all those who have been boasting against you shall bow before you. In the name of Jesus Christ, those who don't want to see you around, they shall be disgraced openly. God will favor you. God will promote you. God will lift you high. God will be a shield, and it will be your cover. It will be your butler. It will be your glory. It will be your strength in the name of Jesus Christ. Beloved, if you are joining us for the first time, this is midnight prayers, high voltage midnight prayers. And this program come up between the hour 12 midnight to 1 a.m. I bless the Lord for all the testimony we've been receiving. I bless the Lord for all that people have been sharing with us, showing the mighty hands of God in operation. I will thank God for His grace. Thank God for the enablement. We thank God for how God has been helping us since last year that we have been on this midnight prophetic program. And I pray that tonight, or this very early in the morning rather, the power of the Lord will fight for you. The kingdom of God will arise for your sake in the name of Jesus Christ. Every burden shall be taken away off from your shoulder. Every yoke shall be broken off your neck in the name of Jesus Christ. I decree that you will move forward in life. You will not faint. No evil shall befall you. The Almighty God will supply all your needs according to His riches in Christ Jesus, according to Philippians chapter 4, verse 19. The Lord shall prosper your soul, prosper your body, and prosper your spirit. It shall be well with Him. It shall be well with you. Abraham's blessing shall be your portion. You will receive wealth. God will bless you with grace and multiply His blessing upon you in the name of Jesus Christ. I want you to make this confession along with me. Say, I take authority over this day in the name of Jesus Christ. I decree that all the elements of this day will cooperate with me in the name of Jesus Christ. I decree that these elemental forces should refuse to cooperate with all my enemies. I speak unto the sun. I speak unto the moon and the stars. They must not smite me. In the name of Jesus Christ, say, I pull down every negative energy planning to operate against my destiny. In the name of Jesus Christ, say, this day is the day the Lord has made. Say, I will rejoice and be glad in it. Say after me, say, I dismantle any power uttering incantation to capture my day in the name of Jesus Christ. Say, I render such incantation and satanic prayers null and void in the name of Jesus Christ. Say, I retrieve the day out of their hands in the name of Jesus Christ. Say, spirit of favor, spirit of counsel, spirit of might, and spirit of God, and spirit of power, come upon my life in the name of Jesus Christ. Say, I shall exert and I shall move forward in life in the name of Jesus Christ. Say, I shall possess the gate of my enemy in the name of Jesus Christ. Aha! Say, the Lord shall anoint me with the oil of gladness above my fellow in the name of Jesus Christ. The fire of the enemy shall not burn me. Can you repeat that statement? The fire of the enemy shall not burn me. Say it again. The fire of the enemy shall not burn me. Aha. My ears shall hear good news, and I shall not hear any bad news. The voice of the enemy shall be silenced in the name of Jesus Christ. Say, my future is secure in Christ, in the name of Jesus Christ. Aha. Thank you, Father. Say this one after me. Say, I render myself completely into the hands of the Lord. And I pray that the protection of God shall be over my life in the name of Jesus Christ. Say this one. Say, I stand against every satanic operation hindering my prayers, hindering my peace, hindering my marriage, hindering my joy, hindering my sleep in the name of Jesus Christ. Say, Satan, I command you, leave me alone. Leave my presence in the name of Jesus Christ. Say, I cover myself with the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Aha. I appreciate the Lord. Bless the name of the Lord. Magalabo shadalabarabosh. Lambra kalabo rakatalabo shantalaba. Lambro kosunto kalaba. I want you to open your mouth and pray this prayer loud and clear. Say, every witchcraft power operating against my destiny, scatter in the name of Jesus. Every witchcraft power operating against my destiny, scatter in the name of Jesus. Every witchcraft power operating against my destiny, scatter in the mighty name of Jesus. Every witchcraft power operating against my destiny, scatter. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. The Bible says, thou shalt decree a thing, and it shall be established unto you. And the light shall shine on your way. Now it is time for you to say this one loud and clear. Say, by the power and the blood of Jesus, I receive favor. I receive grace to move forward in life. In the mighty name of Jesus, say, no weapon that is formed against me shall prosper. Say, every tongue that rises up against me in judgment shall I condemn. Aha. Thank you, Father. Beloved, I want you to know that today the Lord will disgrace all those who are planning for your fall. The Bible says, oh, let the wickedness of the wicked come to an end, but establish the just. For the righteous God tried the heart and the reins. That is what the Bible said in Psalm chapter 7, verse 9. And the Bible says something very strong. The Bible says, his mischief shall return upon his own earth, and his violent dealing shall come down on his own pace. He has made a pit. He has dug the pit. The Bible says, shall fall into it. That is Psalm chapter 7. Verse 15 and verse 16. I am telling you today that every pit dug for you shall swallow the digger. Every stone that is thrown against you shall return back to the enemy sevenfold. Every mischief that have been designed against you, oh, it shall return back to their own head in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. There are 10 prayers we are going to pray now. This prayer will send back the arrow of the enemy. This prayer will direct the arrow back to their head. This prayer will send the mischief back to them. And this prayer will make the wickedness of the wicked to expire. You are going to pray the prayer with more aggression. You are going to gather your strength to pray. And pray very well. When you begin to pray, a lot of things will begin to happen. For the power of God will take control. And the yoke of the strong man shall be broken. You are going to open your mouth and say this one. Say, every serpent and scorpion assigned against me, scatter In the name of Jesus, every serpent and scorpion assigned against me, scatter. In the name of Jesus, every serpent, every scorpion assigned against me, scatter, scatter. In Jesus' name, we pray. Say, every occultic power operating in my locality, tear. In the name of Jesus, every occultic power operating in my locality, tear. In the name of Jesus, every occult power operating in my environment, in my local area, in my environment, in my state, anywhere they are operating against my life, there, in Jesus' name, pray. Say, every agent of darkness operating in my family, lose your power. In the name of Jesus, every agent of darkness operating in my family, lose your power. In the name of Jesus, every agent of darkness operating in my family, lose your power, lose your power, lose your power. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, every strong man assigned against me, your time is up. Ah, in the name of Jesus, every strong man assigned against me, your time is up. There, in the name of Jesus, every strong man assigned against me, your time is up. There, in Jesus' name we pray. Say, all tasks raging against my earth, there, in the name of Jesus, altars raging against my health, there, there, in the name of Jesus, altars raging against my health, there, in Jesus' name, pray. Say, any power that wants to attack me, bow down, there, in the name of Jesus, any power that wants to attack me, bow down, there, in the name of Jesus, any power that wants to attack me, bow down. There, in Jesus' name we pray. Say, any power that hates my existence, there, in the name of Jesus, any power that hates my existence, there, in the name of Jesus, any power that hates my existence, there, in the name of Jesus, any power that hates my existence, there, in Jesus' name we pray. Say, those who vow that I will not succeed in life, hear the word of the Lord. I will succeed, and you will never succeed. In the name of Jesus, those who vow will not succeed in life, hear the word of the Lord. I will succeed, you will never succeed. I will succeed, you will never succeed. Those who vow I will not succeed in life, I will succeed, you will never succeed. I will succeed, you will never succeed. In Jesus' name, we pray. Say, every arrow fired against my body, go back to the sender. In the name of Jesus, every arrow fired against my body, go back, go back, go back, go back, go back, go back. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, every witchcraft power assigned to drink my blood, there, in the name of Jesus, every witchcraft power assigned to drink my blood, there, in the name of Jesus, every witchcraft power assigned to drink my blood, there, in the name of Jesus, every witchcraft power assigned to drink my blood, there, in Jesus' name we pray. Say, arrow of wickedness targeted against my destiny, there, in the name of Jesus, arrow of wickedness targeted against my destiny, there, in the name of Jesus, arrow of wickedness targeted against my destiny, there, in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Thank you, Father. Say, every decree of sudden death over my life be revoked by fire. In the name of Jesus, every decree of sudden death over my life be revoked, be revoked, be revoked, be revoked, be revoked, be revoked by fire. In Jesus' name, please, every dream of death, every dream of accident, every dream of tragedy be reversed by the blood of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, every dream of death, every dream of accident, every dream of tragedy be reversed and be canceled. Be reversed and be canceled. Be reversed and be canceled. Every dream of death, every dream of accident, every dream of tragedy be reversed and be canceled by the blood of Jesus. Be reversed and be canceled by the blood of Jesus. Be reversed and be canceled. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Thank you, Father. Yes, something has happened in that place. Powerful, powerful, powerful things have just happened. Say, every Pharaoh pursuing my destiny, there, in the name of Jesus, every Pharaoh pursuing my destiny, there, by fire. In the name of Jesus, every Pharaoh pursuing my destiny, there, in Jesus' name we pray. If you are sick in any area of your body, I want to pray for you now, and there shall be instant healing right now. Bring out your bottle of oil. If you don't have, get a bottle of water. Heavenly Father, I thank you for your mercy and for your grace. I thank you for what you have been using this midnight broadcast to do, this midnight prophetic broadcast. I want to appreciate you for wonders, great testimony we have been hearing. Be thou exalted in Jesus' name. I pray that this oil and this water shall become an instrument of healing. The power of healing shall enter into this water and the oil. The power of deliverance shall enter into this water and the oil. The power for signs and wonders shall enter into this water and the oil. The blood of Jesus shall enter into this water, shall enter into this oil. In Jesus' name, pray. Drink a little now and lay your hand upon your chest. Father, I address every sickness and disease inside this body. I come against every program infirmity. I challenge you now. Be uprooted and be roasted. In the name of Jesus Christ, every sickness in this body, get out and go back to the sender. Get out and go back to the sender. Let the root of infirmity dry up in the name of Jesus Christ. Aha. Beautiful. That is it. Aha. Take the oil and anoint your head. I command every arrow of insanity, every arrow of headache, every arrow of migraine, I challenge them. Go back to the sender. Go back, go back, go back, go back, go back, go back, go back to the sender. In the name of Jesus, every battle against your glory shall expire. Battle against your earth shall expire. In Jesus' name we pray. Now anoint your stomach area. Aha. Father, in the name of Jesus, I speak to all the internal organs, liver, kidney, bladder, pancreas, stomach. I speak to all the system. Hear the word of the Lord. La gele po shoto kaba. Rimo pia konsatea. Le pakuta yama kande lubusha. I command all the system to hear the voice of the Lord. Now be healed, be healed, be healed, be healed, be healed. The Bible says by his stripes we are healed. Let every part of the body that is not functioning very well begin to function well. In the name of Jesus, sickness and disease, arrow fire into that organ. Go back to the center. Go back, go back, go back, go back, go back, go back. In the name of Jesus, your kidney shall be healed. Your liver shall be healed. Your bladder shall be healed. Your system shall be healed. Every internal organ be healed. In the name of Jesus, your heart. I command your lung to be healed. I command your heart to be healed. I command every part of your body, your stomach to be healed. In the name of Jesus. Rimo patali koprakosi. Lekekepia. Ranta parebo shudikaya. Let the power of Holy Ghost enter into your lung. I command your womb to be healed. Yes. Let your fallopian tube be healed. Yes. In the name of Jesus. That sister that have been having trouble with the body, let the trouble disappear. That brother, they have been complaining you have a low sperm count. I command the fire of God to upgrade your sperm count and to be normal. In the name of Jesus Christ. Le kopon shalaka. There is a blocked tube that the Lord has opened now. Yes. Aha. The Lord is dealing with insomnia. Ye keparo sotokodia. Yes. There's an arrow of tuberculosis going back to the sender. Yes, somebody has been diagnosed that you have a problem with your breast. I command the healing power to come upon your breast now. Healing, healing, take place in the name of Jesus. Le pakutia in the koprakosaka. There is inflammation of the prostate. I command the root of that inflammation to dry up. Anoint that area. Something will happen now. Le koprokoso kombia le koparikai. Is it ayalabo sataraba? Thank you, Heavenly Father. That sister, there have been serious problem. They've been telling you a lot of, you know, thing that makes you afraid. But the Lord said he has cleared everything. Go for check. You are normal now. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, King of Glory. Aha. Thank you, Lord. Anoint your hand. And pray this prayer on your hand very well. Say, my hand, reject bewitchment. My hand, reject evil arrow. My hands, reject evil bullet. My hands, be empowered to make wealth. Every chain binding my hand to poverty, break in the name of Jesus Christ. Anoint your legs. I say, I prophesy unto my legs, move forward by fire. Move forward from today in the name of Jesus Christ. Bring out your prayer request. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this request. I pray that this prayer request shall receive instant answer. There shall be testimony in the name of Jesus Christ. The voice of heaven shall speak solution to this request. In Jesus' name we pray. Father, we pray for Nigeria that you will touch Nigeria by your power. You will reign and rule in this country, and you will glorify yourself. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. I prophesy into the life of that brother. Things have never worked for the past 1 year. But right from today, things shall begin to work in your life. There shall be favor. There shall be blessings of God. You will experience dumbfounded breakthrough in the name of Jesus Christ. Don't lose hope and don't get discouraged at all. Make sure you are connected to God of fire. That brother, just make sure that you don't miss this prophetic broadcast. Within the next 14 days, God will turn your situation around for good. I prophesy into the life of that sister. You have been abandoned, but the Lord has accepted you. Things will change for you. There's a sister there. You were sacked in your place of work. They told lie against you. All those who have conspired against you will be disgraced within 10 days. And the Lord will reinstate you in a better, good job. I pray for that sister. You have not settled in marriage, but the Lord will bless you with good husband. And there will be testimony. All those looking for the fruit of the womb, I prophesy into your life. The blessing of twins and triplets shall be your portion. In the name of Jesus Christ. Embargo on any of your property shall be shifted up and be broken to pieces. All those who are suffering of one thing or the other, I command you to receive the solution and the healing in the name of Jesus Christ. Embargo upon your children shall be broken and there will be testimony. I want to thank the Lord for what God has done today. I want to tell you that something has happened here. The mighty move of God has taken place. I can see a man who has been tied down for 12 years. The rope has been broken now and you are free. Yes, somebody has been urinating on your head in the dream. I command the power doing that to be disgraced within 3 days. In the name of Jesus Christ. Who is behind this sin? Molesting this sister every day in the night in the form of spirit husband. I bind you and I disgrace you today. You will never have access to that sister again. The Lord break your yoke and the Lord destroy you. There's a sister here. You had an encounter with a so-called, I don't know whether he called himself so-called prophet, but it's a fake prophet. And one way or the other, he had an encounter with you, a carnal knowledge of you, because we went to go and meet him for prayers while you are looking for husband. And he had a carnal knowledge with you. I want you to really go for deliverance so that you can break that yoke, because he has put a yoke, and that yoke is a very terrible yoke. It's a yoke of not making progress, and it's a yoke that you always remain single. It's a terrible yoke. That very dangerous carnal knowledge that happened that day. What I mean by carnal knowledge, I hope you know what I mean. That prophet slept with you in the course of trying to help you. He told you to buy some items, some material, which you bought. And he used that one against you. And he was able to have carnal knowledge with you. But you are free now because the yoke shall be broken. In the name of Jesus Christ. You know, if you follow these three prayers I'm going to pray, use it for deliverance, it will help you. But if you pray and you find out that you are not comfortable, or your body, everything is vibrating, quickly look for a ministry where deliverance is being done and do deliverance aggressively. Pray this prayer wherever you are. Just lay your hand on your belly button and say like this. Say, every covenant made with my blood that is affecting my life, break, 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 In Jesus' name, pray that prayer for 10 minutes. The second prayer, you will say, any power that have submitted my name in the coven, there! You pray that prayer also for 10 minutes. Then you pray, say, every evil link and so tight covenant between me, mention the name of the man, break and release me. Pray that prayer for 10 minutes and you will see a lot of changes in your life. Thank you, Father. We pray that the mercy of God will continue with us in Jesus' name. You can get across to me on this number, 0802-336-9298. I fellowship at Mountain of Fire Miracle Ministry, 7th Avenue, B1 Close, Festac Town. Mountain of Fire Miracle Ministry, 7th Avenue, B1 Close, Festac Town. I remain your friend, Pastor Emmanuel Akinola. God bless you. Enjoy yourself.